together again. That's how I look at it here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro and Nick Foles. We have not hung out since Hawaii, Nick, and it was a great time out there.
Yeah, it was. It was a blast.
Yeah, it was cool hanging with you and doing some stuff by the pool, going out to practice, and I felt like one of the guys out there.
Yeah, I mean, you look like one of them, so you fit right in. So.
Thanks. How was the experience, though, now that you've had some time to think about that whole week?
It was a real neat experience. We had a couple of the guys there, so it was fun just to, you know, have my Eagles teammates there. Brought one of my teammates as well. So just to be in Hawaii, to be at the Pro Bowl, it's a great honor. But then it's a great opportunity to meet all these guys that are the best the game has to offer. And there's, you know, many Hall of Famers that have been there. So it's, you get to know them, you get to, you know, not really talk football the whole time. You get to know who they are. And it was really neat just getting to know the different quarterbacks and everything.
What souvenirs did you come out of there with other than the big truck?
I mean, you get a lot of gear when you're there, but all of it, for the most part, went to my family. I did keep a couple pair of the shorts I really like that we wore to practice. They're really comfy. I think I'm actually wearing a
yes,
pair
you
now.
Are.
I usually lounge around in them, so I'd probably say the shorts are probably the biggest souvenir.
Did you go out and really specifically get an autograph from somebody or pass around stuff?
No, not really. Yeah. I know we did exchange, me and a couple guys. I think it's a tradition to exchange helmets and do that, so did do that with a couple of the guys I got to know. You know, Andrew Luck and I have been good friends since the college days. Luke Kuechly, I've got to know him. Great guy. So we just, you know, we had extra helmets that we exchanged, and it'll be a great keepsake down the road.
Nick, you've been through an extraordinary amount in 2 years plus of being an NFL player. You get drafted, really tough rookie season for the team, coaching staff changes. You come in, you've got a quarterback competition. You go through it last year, and then you get your chance and you make the most of it. You go to the playoffs, get a taste of that, go to the Pro Bowl, co-MVP. I mean, are you somebody who sits back and exhales at the end of all that?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have time in the offseason. The offseason to me, there's stuff that you're going to have to do at the beginning. But once I get done with that, I try to just eliminate all of it and just be with my family. Got engaged and got married.
Congrats.
Just, you know, she was my best friend in college, and we ended up working, now I'm married. So that was probably the most special thing. But you reflect, but then at the same time, you know that you have to keep getting better. So I was training, I was working hard, like everybody else is. I'm not the only one out there doing it, just because I want to get better. I want to help my teammates win, and, you know, we all want to achieve the same goal.
Was there a period of time where you just got away from the game for a while just to let it all melt away?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely got away, but it was always working out. I enjoy working out. Mm-hmm. That's part of my daily, you know, routine. Now, it wouldn't be necessarily like the workouts we're doing right now, but I would differentiate it to where, you know, I just love doing it. But definitely get away from it, let your mind rest, not go over place for a little bit, because now I'm back, everybody's rejuvenated, we're getting ready to go.
How would you describe what's going on with this football team in the locker room, the mood of this building?
Oh, it's a great mood. It's a great place to be. I love being a Philadelphia Eagle, and I know people see that, and they're like, oh, you know, he's just saying the right thing. No, the truth is, like, I have great teammates. We have great people in this building to work with. The coaches have really created an environment that it's a fun place to play, but it's a place that we can be the best players possible, we can be the best team possible, and that's exciting. We all got back, and we're excited to see each other and excited to go, because the last game we played, we lost, so none of us have a great taste in our mouth about that, but we're all very optimistic about, you know, our progress.
It's interesting. It was a taste. It was an appetizer. It was a sense of what's to come for this football team. And it was, from that standpoint, the loss was really disappointing. But you understand now what it takes to win down the stretch and then what it takes to win in a playoff game. It's a different kind of environment, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, the last game of the season versus Dallas before the playoff game is definitely a playoff environment.
Right.
We came out on top, which is exciting to win the NFC East. And then, you know, the Saints environment, playing at home, that was a crazy environment. But the one thing I learned from is, like, hey, you just got to zone it out. It's football, and you just got to go out there and play your game. It's the same week of preparation like we did the previous weeks before, and you really just zone it out, and you go out there and play. And, you know, I think that we'll be better in the future because of how the guys handled that after that game.
Nick, how would you describe your style of leadership?
I think I've always tried to be who I am. I've never tried to be, you know, everybody, you grow up, your coaches say you have to be this, you have to be that. And I've always respected that, but I've always known, like, I can't do something that's not genuine, that I, in my heart, like, I can't act a certain way. I just have to be myself. So that's how I lead. The guys know who I am. The same guy I'm buddies with in the locker room, like, they're going to get that same guy on the field. So I don't know if that, I hope that's a good thing, but, you know, I think that the environment here, you know, guys are very genuine. Guys want to get to know each other. We're buddies in the locker room, outside the locker room. And then if you're going on the football field and you're playing with your brother, you're going to have his back. So that's the environment here.
Have you felt in the 2 years that there's been, obviously, I'm sure this is obvious, but an higher level of acceptance? I mean, you have to go out, just because you walk in the locker room and you're Nick Foles, you got to go out there and earn it, right?
Yeah, definitely. You have to go out there and you have to prove to your teammates who you are as a player, but not only a player. You can be a great player, not a great leader, but as a person, like, do you care for them? Like, will you help them in the locker room? Like, if they need something, like, will you go, hey, buddy, can you go grab something? Just stuff like that. Are you genuine? Because that's the person that they depend on Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whenever we play. So, and that's what's important to me is, you know, we're very fortunate to play this game, but we also build relationships while we play this game. And that's the coolest thing about it is I love my teammates. I love getting to know them, what in their life's going on. And, you know, we have a great opportunity to really just have a great family in this building.
When's the last time you had back-to-back seasons with the same coaching staff? Little tweak here this year, but the same system, same coaching staff, largely the same group of guys around you.
It's been a little while. Even in college, yeah. You know, I had the same head coach all my years, but our offensive staff had to change every season to where the coordinator, you know, 1 year it was Sonny Dykes. Next year we had co-coordinator Sonny left. Then one of the co-coordinators left and one was left behind him. So every year it was tweaked. So this is the first year going in a long time that it's really very similar. I mean, we'll always add stuff, but it's fun because then we get to, you know, grow on what we did last year because we have a lot of that in. We're refreshing it right now because we did turn the off button in our brain for a little bit. But
yeah.
We'll always add stuff, so we have a good platform to build on right now.
Well, it's certainly, I think the key word is fun, and keep having fun. You've been doing a great job, and it's looking forward to the rest of the offseason here. Season ahead, man. Got a ways to go. And if you want to hang anytime, just give me a buzz, and I will do so with you anytime, Nick Foles.
Might go for that haircut next time.
Don't be in a rush to do that. Nick Foles in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.